Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio spent yesterday campaigning in New Hampshire. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, it was the Republican candidate's first trip to the state in almost 2 months.
Campaigning in Littleton this week, Marco Rubio made clear he understands the way presidential primaries work in New Hampshire.
Living here in New Hampshire, you're going to get to see a lot of candidates. One out of five Republicans are running for president, so you're going to get the chance to talk to them.
Even with all those other Republicans in the race, there's a case to be made that Marco Rubio could do very well in New Hampshire. He's energetic, articulate, and relatively moderate in the current GOP primary field. But compared to some other candidates, Rubio hasn't been logging that many hours in the Granite State.
I would speculate the Rubio campaign is hoping to get hot at the end.
Dante Scala teaches political science at the University of New Hampshire. He says the size and volatility of the Republican field right now could be keeping Rubio waiting in the wings.
The game might be to, do just enough right now to stay in voters' minds. Don't pay much attention to Donald Trump or whatever's going on this week, and to make a move later after other candidates have exhausted themselves.
There are reasons to think this strategy could work for Rubio. His mix of Tea Party support, his youth, and his skill at retail politics have given him broad appeal within the Republican electorate. But it remains unclear whether New Hampshire will be the right place for Rubio to make that late push. Scala explains that same broad likability Rubio enjoys may also leave him without a deep well of support in the state.
There are relatively few people saying right now, I'll vote for Marco Rubio, but a lot of those same people will say, I have a favorable opinion of Marco Rubio, or I like Marco Rubio.
You know, at this point, that's just fine.
Gordon McDonald is co-chair of the Rubio campaign in New Hampshire. He downplays any perceived lack of enthusiasm for the state, saying that Rubio is organizing a national campaign for a long haul.
He's got the fundamentals and the infrastructure in place to have the staying power.
Back at the event in Littleton, Rubio promised more visits to New Hampshire.
We're excited about the chance. Obviously, we have to do a lot of these. New Hampshire's come to expect that of its candidates, and we look forward to being back again.
How early and often he comes back could depend on the fortunes of 16 other presidential candidates. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.